Kulin Peches Mishne Gimel. We're continuing the dinim, and here's where the ikad dinim are of Taruvis Basa B'cholov, when it's mutter, when it's awesome. Most of the Yerideh Shailas that center around Basa B'cholov come from this Mishnah. Tipas Cholov Shenoflo Al HaChaticha. A drop of milk fell on top of meat that's cooking in a pot. We're talking about something that's hot. If it's cold, there's very little Shailah, because even though you're not allowed to eat meat and milk together, but it's very easy to chop off that piece of meat or to rinse it off and to get off the milk. So we're talking about something that's hot. Im yesh ba benoisin tam bo isa chaticha osa. Picture a drop of milk splattering. Well, let's say somebody's cooking on the side milchik, and a drop splatters into a fleshik pot. It hits a piece of meat that's on the surface of the pot. Im yesh benoisin tam, in that chaticha, so then it's awesome. That means the assumption over here is that in order to be mevatel, to create, or let's say it better, we said before that it's not bittel when a cholov, an insignificant amount, more than 60 times the meat, is mevatel the cholov. It's not it didn't bittel like the regular tam isa. Over here, the pshat is it never became awesome because it's not kederach habishul. The derech habishul over here, where the taste will become immediately absorbed by the heat, will be in that piece. That's the nekuda, that's nischadish over here. There might be 10 pieces of meat cooking in the pot. The place where you have to focus and see whether it's kederech bishul and there's a nesinas tam is on that chaticha. Im yesh benois in tam bois chaticha, then it's awesome. Near is hakedera, let's say he quickly moved around the frying pan, the pot, in order to get the tipa to spread out in the whole pot. Im yesh bo binoisin tam, v'oisa kedera, and the whole kedera also. When the drop of milk falls on top of the piece of meat, so then you have to see whether that piece of meat itself has shishim kenega the milk. But when, as soon as it fell, there's a shaking of the whole pot, so the milk becomes spread, so it becomes nizbatl, and any b'nois in tam, klapi the whole pot, not klapi that piece. Now what the sugi over here in Daf Kuf Ches is dan barichus, is that once we have that piece of meat is also because it didn't have shishim to be mevatl the cholov, so that piece becomes a shtikl basa b'cholov. Now that piece of basa b'cholov imparts taste. Remember, the whole thing is cooking, so the whole pot imparts taste. That piece of basa b'cholov needs shishim of all the other pieces of meat, which generally doesn't have, to be mevatel that piece. That means like this. It would be a mokum to say that the cholov fell into the basa, piece on top. It became awesome. But at the end of the day, after that piece then falls into the rest of the pot, or it gets mixed, somebody stirs and doesn't realize that there's a piece on top that became already a shtikl basa b'cholov. At the end of the day, now the milk is in this bottle in the whole pot. You can't taste the milk. Because at the end of the day, that piece of meat, when it got stirred again, melted into the whole pot. And now there's shishim in the whole pot to be bottled the cholov. So the whole pot should be mutter. It's only if that piece of meat would be intact, you'd have to pull it out and throw it out. You can't stir it because you can't be mevatel anis l'chatchil. You also can't cook basa b'cholov. The halacha is not that way. The halacha is, we say, what's called b'loshon chazal, Chaticha atzma nases nevela. The first piece that had the taste of cholov nicker in the basa became a shtikl basa b'cholov. It became treated like a shtikl nevela, a shtikl chazer, a shtikl chaticha b'fnei atzma. Chaticha atzma, the piece itself, nases nevela. It became like a piece of nevela. B'loshna poiskim, for short, when you learn Yerudei Yisrahat, you call it chanan. Mimele, you need 60 keneged the piece itself. Now, this characteristic of chaticha asmenatzis nevela makes sense by basa b'cholov, because by basa b'cholov, the iser, like we explained in the beginning of the perek, is a new chalois of the cholov falling into the basa, creating a chalois iser. There's a chalois iser that's chal on the basa and the cholov. Now it's a chaticha de nevela, and you need 60 keneged the whole piece. But let's say we had that top piece of meat, a piece of sheretz fell on it, or a piece of nevela fell on it. Then it could be that there's a taste of nevelo in that first piece of meat on top. But thereafter, what's also? There's no chnuch halois in the piece itself. It's also if it's been nice and tam. So then, if the whole pot gets stirred, and now you can't taste the nevela because there's 60 connected that drop of nevela that fell in, l'chayr it shouldn't be also. So l'chayra, the logic of chaticha atzmanas nevela is a miyuchadik achidish in basa b'cholo, and not b'shar yisurim. This is what Tosfos says in Daf Kuf, a famous shita b'shem Rabbeinu Ephraim, it's brought near the Sim Tzadik Beis. However, there are Rishonim that hold that no. Midirabonon, Pashtus, it's only Dirabonon. When the top piece became imbued with the taste of Nevelo, it itself becomes a Shtichel Nevelo because the whole piece becomes Osir, and now it asses up the rest of the piece. Again, in Lomdus, it doesn't make so much sense. You have to say it's Exer Dirabonon, Otu Basim Cholo. There's one shita that holds, sounds like there's one shita that does hold Techaticha Atzunas Nevela on Shari Surim Midaraisa. That is very hard to understand. I'll just point out one technical point in the Metzius in the Mishnah. The Nears Hagderis, and then it goes through the whole path, and then it's been nice and time the whole path. What happens if that piece was taka not misnired? The Cholo fell straight on top of the piece of meat on top of the path, but that piece of meat is partially submerged in the roitiv, in the sauce. So Mamela, if that piece becomes kuloi imbued with iser, now it's in the water that's cooking, that's bubbling, l'chur that itself could spread the taste of that piece through the whole kedera. Whether that has a din of that it goes quickly through the whole pot, and then you can use the whole pot to be mevatel l'cholav or not, is a machloikis. The Rav is soisim that there is a hispashtus tam hacholov through the whole pot right away because a chelek is toicha roitiv and then it would not become also lemaisa. The Hashitas that hold not that way, the Tver Sro brings that machloikis. It's takabroz machloikis apoiskim. Now we move on to a totally separate noise. Hakchal. Chal is the udder of a behema. It's obviously made of bosa. The udder of a cow is made out of the flesh of the cow itself. However, it's designed to hold on to a lot of milk. The assumption is that when one shechts a cow, the udder of the cow that's taken off the cow is going to have a lot of milk in it. Lemaisa, cholov shchuta, that's the lashon of Chazal, is not b'chal the isa b'basa b'cholov. The Torah says, lo sevashu gedi b'chalev imoy. L'chore, it means lo sevashu gedi, the Gemara learns out, b'chalev imoy, that's roi to be cholov, the nurturing milk of a mother. That means a mother that's alive, not the cholov that's inside the dad ha-behema when the behema is already geshocht. So you do have to get rid of the milk that's inside the chal, and because of that, the lashon in the Mishnah is koiroi umoitzi es chalovoi. You rip it open, you have to tear it. The Rav brings a whole Gemara, a whole discussion. You have to tear it one way and the other way because it's mamish soaked with chalov inside, and then you also have to put pressure on it. Tochu b'koizel shtei. You have to squeeze it out in a way where mamish gets out. You have to wring it out. Loikuroi, let's say he didn't, and he cooked it, so we said it's also Mderabon, and any over a love, which means Mepashas is not over on the Bishul, but it means more than that also. The halacha is that even though we said that the Chol of Shchut is also Mderabonon, if it's cooked in its own Kral, then we treat it B'di'evid as a piece of Bosa, and we don't see the Chol of as an independent entity. We only ask the Chol of Shchut to B'di'evid if the Chol of that would dripped out of the Kral was cooked in another shtichel basa. But if it's cooked in its own place, then we don't see it as a dove of nats. But this is similar to the halacha when we're talking about melicha, that dam that's nivla bevarim, somebody would take a raw piece of meat after the behemoth shecht, and he would take a bite out of it. The dam that's inside the basa would not be also. It's considered part of the basa. It's only when one cooks a piece of meat, so geventlach, the blood comes out, and then it comes nivla back into the basa. That asses the basa. But the dam that's nivla beivarm is part of the basa. So we also, the chol of kolzman that's in the kral is part of the kral. However, what we just said by dam is that when the dam comes out, it's cooked, goes back in, does asser. But the chol of shchutanat, If it's only cooked in its own chal, in its own place, its own source, then lamaisa it's not awesome. Say any over alof. Lamaisa the Rav brings that even though losh any over alof, it sounds like bilchat chila kairu moitzis chalovoi, any over alof is only a bidiyavah. It's not true. Umutulas is ken afil lechat chila. It's only agav the next din that the Mishnah says a bidiyavah de galoshin. What's the next din? Halev kairoi umoitzi es domoi. The heart, which of a behemoth, which is also full of dam, so one is allowed to eat the dam inside. The halacha is kairu umoitzi es domoi. He has to rip it open, and then he could roast, cook whatever it is, the lev habehemoth, and it'll be kosher. Loi kairoi. Eni oiva olav. That's taka bidiyevet. And the eni oiva olav is not the bidiyevet, it's mutter. The eni oiva olav is osu. The Gemara speaks out. The Rav brings it. That it's eni oiva olav to get malchus. Because the amount of dam, we're talking over here about the lave of an oif, will not be enough, a kezayis of dam, to be chayev. But eni chanami, if it's a lave of a behemoth, there'll be enough dam over there to be chayev. So the Loshon of any over love is really not a heter, and it's not even a bidiyavid dika heter. Now Shankin in the Reisha, it's a little bit misleading the Loshon, the any over love of Kral is go do it, l'chatchila. So the Loshon is a lav dafka. Hamalo esa oif im agvin al hashulchan. The Mishnah returns to what it spoke about in Mishnah Aleph, where there's a dinder abono not to eat both on the table. Any over beloisa say. So the lechayim not a chiddush. We're goyzer on the one hand that he should not eat basa oif b'cholov to have it on the table. He's certainly not allowed to eat together, even though basa oif b'cholov is only derabon. And still, the Mishnah says over here kilu ein oif b'loisa. It's not oif on the full loisa say, but it's definitely awesome. Tashas the lashon of the Mishnah over here is only agav the other ein oif b'cholov. No chiddush over here in this line. Mishnah Dal, Besar behemet tohir, b'chalev behemet tohir, osa levashol v'osa b'ano, bosa b'cholov, if it's kosher meat with kosher milk, is osa b'ano. Besar behemet tohir, b'chalev behemet tmeo. If it's kosher milk, and it's cooked in, sorry, it's a kosher behemet, it's cooked in treifa milk. The milk that comes out of the behemet tmeo is tmeo. So that, or besar behema tmei b'chalev behema tohiro, or it's treifa milk in with it's kosher milk, but it's treifa meat. Muta levash lo muta b'hano. We don't ask her up b'hano. Now b'chayra, why not? It's basa b'cholav. Why should the basa b'cholav be impaired al yidei the fact that it also has another issa of nevela? Now this l'chayr should be a major nafkamina l'halacha. Is a person allowed to take a job working in a treifer restaurant that's cooking basa b'cholov? So you're allowed to stand behind the counter with an apron on, frying cheeseburgers. L'chayr, l'fiv v'shteit in the Mishnah, since we're talking about basa nevela, so that even though the milk theoretically is kosher, of course it's midrabonon. You want to get involved in a shayl of cholov stam, call it cholov akum. But lamaisa, the meat is certainly nevela. So l'chayr, there's no issa bishul, there's no issa anon, there's only an issa achil, so don't eat it. L'chayr, it should be mutter. In Yeridei Asim Pezalim, there's a discussion whether there's an issa midrabonon, l'chatchila, maras ayin, but certainly there's no issa deraisa. Another question in that type of scenario, which might prevent the yid from having that type of job, is that there's an issa schoyra, there's a separate issa to work with macholos asuras. So standing behind the counter might not be recommended, but what happens if a person has partial ownership, where he's not actually trading macholos asuras, he has some type of investment in a business that has basa b'cholov? Is a person allowed to own, I wouldn't say stock, because stock might not be bailus in the meat itself, it's in the corporation, but is a person allowed to invest and have real partial ownership in McDonald's? That's probably in this Mishnah. In the Mishnah state that it's mutter. So the Mishnah continues. So we keep going. Mechayvo if ene min ha-teiro. Bosa chayeno if we said before, anat min ha-teiro, shenem aloi sevashu gidi b'chalei v'imoi. The Teiro says, aloshen gidi b'chalei v'imoi sholosh pomim. Three times that it says b'chalei v'imoi, it's a specific type of animal, specific type of milk. prat l'chayo ul'oif ul'behemet tmeo. So here we have the din that we had in the Reisha in the Mishnah of Basar Tomei or Cholov Tomei. There's no Basar but Cholov is a mute, but also Chaya and Oif. Rabbi Yosef Aglili Omer Nemar Loisoichlu Kol Nevela. The Torah asked up Nevela, but Nemar Loisavashu Dibachalei Vimoi. So the Torah compares the two. The Torah puts them in the same Basar. So Mel, that teaches us Es She'osim Shum Nevela Osel Lavashu B'Cholov. It's a hekish. That which has a din nevela has a din cholov. Oif she'asim shum nevela yochol yehi osel vashu b'chol. That means Rabbi Yosef Aglili is understanding that anything that has an issa nevela has an issa b'asu b'chol. Now what has an issa nevela? A behema, a chaya, and oifis. So l'chor nothing else is nothing is smayit. None of the three categories that were nismayit in the Limud of Rabbi Kiva are true according to Rabbi Yosef Aglili. The Mishnah just says, Oif, she'osim mishum nevela. Oif l'chayr also does have a din nevela, so l'chayr there should be an issa b'asav b'chalav. Tamalem b'chalev imoy. Why does the Torah say b'chalev imoy? It has to be milk from its mother? No. Yotza oif she'en l'chalev eim. The only animals that milk, that have milk, are mammals, not birds. So Mela, the whole min ha'oif is nismayit b'chalev imoy. So there's no issa b'asav b'chalav by birds, by oif. Midaraisa, that is. Midarabonan, one can't eat chicken together with milk. So this is the way we paskin, that b'asav chayo is also midaraisa, b'asav oif is also only midarabonan. And l'maisa, the Rav brings a chiddush in the Gemara that the diu kaloshin of Rabbi Yosef Aglili sounds like he holds that oif is not osir at all. So the Gemara Taka says, Ba'asir de Rabbi Yosef Aglili, they would eat chicken with milk. It's a halacha that most of us would chalish from. So l'maisa, our halacha l'maisa is, the Rav says, halacha k'rebe kiva. So we hold l'maisa that chay of oif are not their raisa, only bosom is their raisa, and also behema tmeo is also not osim their raisa, which is the shadow, like we said, of bishul with isur hano. That's the halacha p'sukah.